So just basically tell people why they should come see your poster. We'll try to be pretty strict on time because everyone can talk for ages about their research. That's why we're here. So I'll have even a timer and be ruthless. Okay. Go ahead. Like your name and what you're going to be presenting. Cool.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Christian. I'm a PhD student doing neuroscience at the ETH Zurich, and I'm here to present a small software package I wrote. It's called BehavioPi, and it's basically designed to allow you to analyze and plot behavioral data a bit easier. It's not a huge package as for instance BioPython or something like that. It's really just rudimentary, and mainly it's a collection of boilerplate code which allows you to interface with Matplotlib, Seaborn, stats models, SciPy, and other libraries which you would need to make the common plots which you use for behavioral data analysis. I think it's quite interesting and important simply because in the field of behavioral data analysis, you usually rely on very convoluted workflows and a lot of proprietary software. And this has helped me streamline my workflow a lot. And I think if any of you is working with behavioral data or you have colleagues working with behavioral data, it could help you a lot as well. So come on by the poster. And that's it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Stephanie, and I would like to present an image analysis framework to automatically detect and measure plant fungal structures. And the aim of the tool is to replace a lot of manual, very laborious manual work scoring like microscopy with an automated solution. And also because I'm a self-learner, would like to get some ideas and help and suggestions about large image processing or code refactoring and testing and such stuff. So hope to see you there. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Florian, and I'm a master's student from Zurich, and I'll be presenting code I wrote for my master thesis to optimize experiment designs for functional magnetic resonance imaging experiments in neuroscience. Those are stimulus-evoked experiments. And I also developed a system based on the Pi board and MicroPython that can deliver stimulus sequencing for these experiments.
Hi, I'm Robert, and I'm developing a package called SphiPy. It's simple finite elements in Python. It's a package for solving partial differential equations, and on my poster I'm presenting an application built on top of that, which is using SphiPy to solve quantum mechanical problems or to do ab initio quantum mechanical calculations.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Giovanni. I consider myself to be a software engineer for science. I enjoy writing Python for high-performance Python algorithms for science groups. And in particular, I've been engaging myself with the textual statistical analysis research group. And we have been using PyPy as a just-in-time compiler, doing a specific application for doing textual analysis on big data corpora, specifically on La Repubblica, Italian newspaper, 10 years, number 400,000 articles, 12 million of types, and 268,000 tokens. So I have results and benchmark on my poster. You are welcome to see.
Thank you.
Hi, I am Vladimir. The topic of our poster is multi-scale computational homogenization in SwiPy. We use SwiPy's simple finite elements for numerical simulation of multi-scale problems. We have developed a so-called homogenization engine, which allows to solve multi-scale problems by means of homogenization theory, of asymptotic homogenization theory. It leads to the decoupling of the problem to the macroscopic problem and to microscopic subproblems, which can be solved in parallel to speed up computation. So for more information, visit our poster stand. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Nicoletta Glinazzi, and my poster talks about game theory. More specifically, talks about a game called The Prisoner's Dilemma. And what's quite interesting about the game is that the integrated version actually has a lot of research behind it. And in the 1980s, a man called Robert Axelrod decided to run a computer tournament when instead of people playing the game, he had people write code to play the game. And so my poster focuses on three specific questions. And I am doing this using an open source library called the Axelrod Python Library, which is something that I use in my research daily. So please come by and say hi.
So, hello, my name is Mike, and my post is actually about a very silly, very simple topic, how to store experimental data. So, suppose you do an experiment with several factors, and now you want to store your results, and I show you a naive way and the good way, obviously with pandas. So, come over and we can talk about it. Thank you.
Okay, I think that's everyone for now. So, go on, enjoy the posters. Remember that we have the social event at 7, which is quite a bit of a walk. So, and at 5:30, we have the discussion on how to organize EuroSciPy for next year in the room over there. So thanks, everyone, and enjoy the poster session.